For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller, and I'm joined here today by English faculty member Mark Bennion. How's it going, Mark?
It's going well. Thank you, Logan.
Yeah, no problem. So first, why don't you just tell us about your book, what you have written there?
Sure. I've written a collection of poems. This collection is called Beneath the Falls, subtitled Poems. This book is a collection of poems that I've written over the last essentially two decades. Work that I think looks at kind of what I might call the or refer to as kind of the change cycle that happens in our lives. We kind of go through this period of we're born into an idea or born into mortality, if you will. We experience a death or a variety of different kinds of deaths. Some of those are literal, where we have someone close to us who passes away, or we die to childhood and become a teenager. We die to teenagehood and then become an adult. We go through various that kind of cycle, and then we are in a sense altered or changed as we come out of that those experiences of death. And then of course we see new things, things that we can praise. We still have difficult experiences, but we are renewed. And so the tenor of the book has these four different sections. The first section is called Nativity. And the second section is called Burial. The third section is called Alteration. And the fourth section is called Praise. And the poems are primarily autobiographical. Some of the poems kind of are a hodgepodge of a couple of different experiences. So they're true, really true to an idea that I'm developing, maybe not as true in the autobiographical sense, meaning that I'm pulling together a couple of different experiences to try to make a point. The poems, some of the poems are, most of the poems are written in kind of free verse. They're open-ended. There's not a particular style. Other poems are written in a more formal way. There are probably five or six sonnets in this collection, and there's a villanelle that exists as well. So anyway, that's a little breakdown of the book itself. This book is different from a couple of other books I've written. I've written two other books of poetry, and I had a very planned process, I guess, for those books, meaning that I had a kind of project in mind, and then I went to work. This collection really came about initially in that I had a number of poems that I'd had published, and I thought, can I make these poems into a book? Do they connect? And so I looked for ways of how these poems might connect to one another, and kind of, I think, fell upon the idea. I remember talking to a colleague one day who was talking about the Adam and Eve story and their experience in the garden. And in some ways, the thought that came to me is that we're constantly going through moments in our lives where we go from innocence to knowledge, that we all experience falls along the way. And then hopefully we are changed from those moments of death, so to speak, and that we are reborn, sometimes as new creatures. Sometimes there's just a slight change to who we are, to the insight that we've gained. And then we see the world in new ways. I think one thing that's happened for me over the last 20 years is my wife is really quite, quite a handy individual. She can, something is broken in our house, she's not afraid to learn how to fix it, and does so quite well. And that's been a part of my life that I've kind of just, I've been innocent about, and then kind of chosen not to learn about. But it's been interesting as something breaks now, I find that I'm no longer staying in that innocent state, but I've kind of died, if you will, to not knowing how to fix things, and have been somewhat altered in the sense that I'm more game to try and fix something. Now don't get me wrong. Don't assume that I'm a master carpenter now, because I'm not. But the state that I'm in now, when it comes to, say, fixing the garbage disposal or fixing, say, a cabinet door so that I can put the nuts and bolts into it, I feel more confidence in an ability to do that now than I ever did 20 years ago. So I think all of us are experiencing those kinds of moments of innocence, fall, kind of a redemption, and then seeing the world anew and being able to be grateful for what we've come to understand.
That's really cool. So you've been writing these poems for, you said, 2 decades?
Well, let's back up just a second. Okay. Let's qualify this. So some of the poems I wrote 2 decades ago, probably the earliest poem in here comes from, you know, maybe 21, 22 years ago. And the most recent poem was written probably last January of 2020. So the poems in here span a period of about 20, 22 years, somewhere in there. And these are poems that have been published in different places. Most of them, the majority of them, have been published in various journals. And so, you know, a year or two ago, I was looking at these poems and thinking, can these create a collection? And if so, what would that collection look like? So I started to see, you know, some of these poems, of course, take place when I'm a teenager. Some of them happen as a, you know, a husband. Others happen, you know, when my wife's giving birth. I mean, they're just different moments. And the title poem in this piece is really a poem about my mother. I call it "Imagining You the Morning After My Birth." And I kind of envision what my mom was going through the morning after I was born, and thought about, you know, there's that fascinating, I guess, struggle, if you will, that every woman who gives birth goes through. And I'm walking very lightly here, because I've witnessed this with the birth of our 5 children. And, you know, anything that I say in those moments falls flat. So what I tried to do when our children were born was to write a poem, because that experience is so singular. It's so powerful. It's like the atonement of Jesus Christ. There's nothing in the world more like the atonement of Jesus Christ than a mother giving birth to a child, in my mind. The only exception to that may be when someone willingly, you know, offers their life in behalf of another person. That may be the exception, but mother gives of her water, blood, and spirit to that child, so that that child can come into the world. And so I've tried to write a number of poems. They're not all in this book, that whenever we've had a child born, I've wanted to try and capture that moment in some way that hints at this process of birth, burial, and change. So anyway.
That's really cool, though. Yeah.
Probably rambling a little bit, but I hope that.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I went and previewed your book before doing this interview, and I read that first one, the imagining your mother thing, and that was an interesting poem. You know, like, what a way to cap the book, right? Just start it off. It's a really interesting take on that, and I thought that was really cool. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So what's something that you want your readers to be inspired to do, or maybe just what you want your readers to learn from this book, from these poems?
Well, I think first and foremost, I hope they have an engaging experience with language. You know, poetry in many ways is about trying to find the right word in every moment of the poem. that hopefully there's not a wasted word in each of the poems. And so I hope they have a pleasurable aesthetic experience, that they'll find some beauty in the work, and hopefully they'll be inspired to think about their own experiences of birth and death and change and growth, and what they are thankful for, that they will see and feel those experiences for themselves. Like I said, I share a lot of autobiographical moments here, and I hope that as I've tried to go deep into some of those experiences, that they will bring forth experiences in the reader, that the reader will go, oh yeah, I remember how my experience playing softball as a sophomore in high school changed the way I thought about, you know, hard work or something like that. So I hope that the reader can create some connections in that regard. I hope that it's, while there are some poems in here that are, I don't want to say dark, but they're maybe a little heavy, I think the, all in all, the book swings more toward, hopefully light and grace and gratitude, especially in the last perhaps two sections, and that they will feel, there are some poems that are very specifically about the Savior, and others that maybe hint toward the religious life in a more subtle fashion. But I hope that people will walk away and think, yeah, how does this process play out in my life? How have I been born and died and then become something new? While there are no poems in here about, a butterfly, in a sense, how does a caterpillar, how do we go through that process of like being like a caterpillar, where we wrap ourselves into a cocoon and then we die and become a new creature, and hopefully people will start to think a little bit about that and think about the many ways that that can happen for us. We tend to shy away, I think, in this culture quite a bit from death. We're very sheltered from it, and I think by and large, that's probably a good thing. At the same time, I had a colleague once say, who he's long since retired, and he made the comment to me, he's towards the end of his life, and he said, you know, I'm ready to go to the next world. Can't wait to show up in a classroom on the other side. And what he was saying to me was that, you know, he looks forward to the change, what will happen as he, you know, sheds off the physical body and goes to the spirit world to keep learning. And I think as we think about how we have died and become new, I think we'll find that we've grown maybe in more ways than we thought we had. And so I hope that people will recognize their growth, both the painful kind and perhaps the kind that's maybe a little more subtle, and that they'll appreciate where they've been, where they are, and where they're headed. So.
Awesome. So real quick, just to kind of cap things off, where can people find your book if they wanted to go buy it or read it?
So they can go to Amazon.com. They can go to BarnesandNoble.com. I'll hopefully have a few copies. It will be here available locally. They can come see me. I've got, of course, copies here. They're available too at Whip and Stock Publishing Company. That's my the publisher. That's WIPF ampersand Stock STOCK. My book Beneath the Falls Poems was published under their imprint Resource Publications. And they were just an excellent publisher to work with. They've been great. They've been very supportive. and have been very helpful along the way as I've put together this collection and submitted it for publication, and then kind of we've gone back and forth regarding different elements. So you can find it those places. If people want to reach out to me directly, they're welcome to. But like I said, it's available online. People can pick it up easily over those venues. They can, if they want to do Venmo or whatever with me, I'm happy to do that. Whatever.
So. Cool. Well, thank you so much, sir. This has been a great interview. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I hope people can check out your book, because it was really cool what I was able to read. So
great.
Cool. Well, thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Logan.